Okay, so this video just was taken down from the Boston Children's Hospital, and it's making the rounds now. Apparently, it's the removal of the uterus, cervix, and fallopian tubes of young girls for gender-affirming surgery. And the way these people say it, when you listen to this girl, you can almost not hear the word gender-affirming. She says it so fast. She goes, gender-affirming. It's like one word, but check it out. And they took the video down. I don't exactly know why, but tell me if you could notice the ever-present thing that I've been pointing out now for a long time here. Just take a listen here.
Which is the opening of the uterus and the fallopian tubes, which are attached to the... A gender-affirming hysterectomy is very similar to most...
Gender-affirming, she says. Gender-affirming, it's like one word. You can barely make it out.
A gender-affirming hysterectomy...
Gender-affirming, it's like you can barely... Okay, but... This let it go.
A gender-affirming hysterectomy is very similar to most hysterectomies that occur. A hysterectomy itself.
Notice how she—it's so lighthearted. And notice the ever-present marimba in the background. See, you know, that's one thing you could tell. Here's a Vox rule. I'm the first of all. By the way, I'm the only person on the planet Earth who's pointed this out. So you know, this is an exclusive, right? Whenever there's abject evil and these Jews are trying to pull one over on us, whether it's the Jews down at Vice Magazine or the Jews over at Vox.com, not this Vox, the fake Vox run by the Jews, right? So whenever it's a Jewish lie, right, they used to use pizzicato, which is the plucking of the violin or the viola strings in order to sell that to, because it's whimsical for brain dead people, right? But now it's the choice, the instrument underlying theme music of utter abject evil is the marimba or malleted instruments where you have these like little sticks with like balls at the end of it and you strike reeds or like metal or wooden reeds. And so it would be like a marimba or a xylophone, you know, and 95% of the time, if it's got marimba or pizzicato in the background, that shit is straight up evil. Just, it's evil, right? But it's designed to be, you know, lighthearted and whimsical. And, you know, people like my sister be like, oh, it's so good, right?
This is the removal of the uterus, the cervix, which is the opening of the uterus, and the fallopian tubes, which are attached to the sides of the uterus. Some gender-affirming hysterectomies will also include the removal of the ovaries, but that's technically a separate procedure called a bilateral oophorectomy. And not every gender-affirming hysterectomy includes that, and people who are getting gender-affirming hysterectomies do not have to have their ovaries removed.
She's talking about, like, removing the older ovaries of children, and it's a big smile on her face. Of course, you have to go get it at the Wayback Machine because, you know, everybody has to, like, backtrack when they push things a little bit too far. And when I went to their website, hold on, let me find their website here. Hold on. Yeah, so I go in, and here's the vaginoplasty, and it's like they have this, like, fucking five-year-old, man. Come on. And then, of course, it has, like, the best children's hospital by U.S. Jews and World Report. Who the fuck died and left U.S. News and World Report, a Jewish-owned media operation? What the fuck gives a fuck about what some Jewish fucking news organization said? Oh, they're the best because a bunch of Jews down at U.S. Jews Report says they are. That's not, who cares whether, but it works because like people like, dumbasses, people like, well, I heard the marimba in the background and you know, I've seen that newspaper before. It's not even a newspaper. It's online at this point. They don't actually produce anything, right? It's an online thing that nobody even goes to. No one reads U.S. News and World Report. No one reads it, right? It was something that was around maybe 25 years ago. Okay. But they're like, well, I've seen that before, and it's the best, according to U.S. News and World Report. And this, and although I wasn't consciously aware of the marimba playing in the background, still, nevertheless, I got a whimsical feeling of trust, you know? And what is a vaginoplasty? They fucking create a well, I'll show you what a vaginoplasty is. Hold on. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, there's your vaginoplasty. Oh, no. I'm sorry. That's a phalloplasty. I'm sorry. That's when you make a vaginoplasty is when you cut the penis off and you make a vagina out of it. Sorry. But that's a phallo. Yeah. And the thing about it is the modern liberal, you it's mandatory. You and I don't even know if this is like, if this skirts like the ban against like nudity, if like, if this is adult, because it's not, I mean, if it's just, if it, because that's, that sausage looking thing there, that Franken penis is created from flaps of skin that are obviously have been carved off this poor person's legs, right? So I'm not even sure if you're skirting anti-nudity laws, right? Because it's not a penis. It's not an actual penis. It's a simulated penis. So I don't know what the rules are here, but I know the rules of liberalism is. Rules of liberalism is you're supposed to look at it and go, wow. You know, the person goes, so what do you think about my phalloplasty? And you're supposed to go, oh, it looks so real. I can't tell the difference. Really? Do you think so? Oh yeah. It looks just like the real thing. What happened to your legs? What? No, nothing. Why? Do you notice something wrong? Oh, no, it's looks like the real thing. It's fucking huge. And that's what it means to be a liberal. And then we have that. This, what is a vaginoplasty? Yeah, okay, what is a phalloplasty? Well, I just showed you the phalloplasty. This is the children's hospital. Oh, that's great. Let's give all the kids phalloplasties. And we all have to go to a course where we learn how to lie and say how good the phalloplasty looks. Because that's, again, I mean, and this is what's happening. This is why so many people are abandoning, like, this fake, like, liberalism. Because, you know, you have to look at somebody who's morbidly obese and say, wow, you look really healthy, you know, body positive. And you get to a point where it's like, how many lies do I have to tell in order to be a good person? You know, like, you know, oh yes, a good friend is somebody who lies and tells you your phalloplasty just looks so real. Uh-huh. Phalloplasties for children. We are entering a very strange world. And a lot of the times, a lot of people, and a lot of cases, like I say, I have no problem with people who want to get some sort of... Who don't feel right about their lives. The problem is though, and now it's become a trendy thing. You know, it's the surest way to become, popular, right? To claim that, the day that you get the most clicks of like on your Facebook is the day you announce that you're going to have your penis surgically removed. You will never, ever receive more clicks of like. Everybody goes like. If I could hit like 10,000 times, I would like. And then and you get your penis removed, and you know the likes slow down, and you're like, well, I'm not getting any likes anymore. I mean, because it's an incredible rush of dopamine, all this approval, like. Okay, they put the lie in like. I'll tell you that. Whenever I see this stuff, I immediately, you know, I go through this exercise. Call it. Find the Jew. You know, where find the Jew money. What is the money? Where's the Jew money that's behind this? Obviously, this is not Christians doing this. This is not Muslim. This is not Buddhist. This is not Hindus. It's Jew. Yeah, right? Okay. So when you try to find the Jew in the Boston hospital, you know, it was founded not by a Jew back in 1890, somewhere around there. It's associated with Harvard University. It's right near Harvard.
but it doesn't matter when it was founded and who it was founded by. It's who's running it now. And then you go, well, and then you see this woman Sussman, Jew, but I saw it in the search, but then you don't see it anymore, and there's a black guy is running it now. Oh, okay. So, of course, our Jews, they put a black guy on there, and this is what the Jew bankers are doing now. That's why they put in Tedros Ghebreyesus, Adnan Ghebreyesus, over at the World Health Organization. Some black guy, he was a known criminal element in his native Ethiopia. I think it's Ethiopian. As long as his skin is black and he's African, he speaks with an African accent, well, you're not allowed to question his past or what his qualifications are to run the global health network. No. So same thing at the Children's Hospital. The Jews are like, let's put a black guy there. Of course, that's how it works. The Jews don't put a person of color in a position of as a front man, you know, for no damn good reason. Because if they had Jews in front of every organization, then we might catch on. Well, we are catching on. It doesn't matter how many black people you put in the head position. It's 100%. And you know, I went through this Jew, find the Jew exercise, you know. And I'm busy. I don't have enough time. So I only spent like 10, 15 minutes. Now, usually you only have to spend like a second or two. And then write it there in Wikipedia. You know, it's like, yes, it's, you know, Schwartz. Schwartz runs it, you know. Grew up in a Jewish family in Brooklyn. That's usually what you're going to find very quickly. But with the Boston Children's Hospital, since they're doing genital reassignment on children, they decided to put a black guy up there. Okay, so if you want, I invite my viewers to find the Jew. Okay, so let's play a little game called Find the Jew. Works every time. Literally every time there's a corporation or a government policy or some new law that's destroying human dignity, really, or some new war or some plague or some other disaster befalling humankind, there's Jewish money or Jewish individuals or Jewish groups or a Jewish banking cartel who's financing it. Now, sometimes it's right up front. In the case of Facebook, for example, it's easy to see. Just look at the thing. There you go, Jew. Okay, but sometimes the Jews like to hide behind complex, convoluted corporate governance structures, such as is the case of the Boston Children's Hospital for the Removal of the Genitalia of Children, the world's leading leader in children's genitals. Okay, which is a lot different from the Israeli Mossad operation known as Jeffrey Epstein, who titillated the pedophilic fetishes of the ruling power structure by enticing them into legally compromising encounters with the genitals of children, you know, to blackmail them, and like people like Bill Gates, to get them to do what they're told, okay, such as pandemics and stuff. So Boston's Children's Hospital just cuts the genitals off. They don't use them to lure people into sort of sexually compromising or legally compromising positions. They just cut them right off, okay. But when we look at the governance of it, well, we see that they put up an African American guy, black guy, up in front there. Well, yeah, but if you know about how corporate structures are working, philanthropic structures, he's just a token black guy, nothing more, right? And we're seeing that more and more. Jews like to use African American people to do the dirty work and to, in this case, to take the heat, while the Jewish controllers with all the money who are pulling the strings on it all sit in the shadows in the background, cashing in, usually, right? And so you might well say, wait a second, though. The black guy is the president or the CEO. I don't even remember what it was, president or CEO. Isn't the CEO or president in charge? Well, the answer is no. Okay, in a corporate governance structure, the president is basically like the low man on the totem pole of power. He's the errand boy for the
Jewish board of directors, right? And it doesn't matter if they're all Jews, as long as there is a couple of them, and they're tied to the financial structures of the people who are financing it, the stakeholders, the people who have the money, who are putting it in, right? So in the case of that means that they would be the ones who are in control of all the other board members. So in every structure, there's a board of directors. The board of directors puts the president and the CEO in. If the president or CEO just doesn't do exactly what he's told, he's removed quickly that same day or that afternoon, or they could just that minute, they could just say, okay, the CEO's out as of this point on, and they can have security come in and remove him, period, right? And then replace him with whoever they want. So it doesn't matter who the CEO is. It doesn't matter who the president is. It's the board of directors. Or in the case of these charitable trusts, or these not-for-profits, supposedly, it's the board of trustees, which functions largely in the same capacity as the board of directors in a for-profit corporation. Very few of these not-for-profits are actually not-for-profit. They're for-profit, but since they're Jewish, they're able to just like make money and not pay taxes on it. Basically, that's how it works. Okay, so in the case of the not-for-profit charity, the Boston Children's Genital Mutilation Service, the board of trustees is who you want to look at, not the black guy that they put up to take the heat when people say, the fuck is this hospital doing? Giving hysterectomies, removing the ovaries of fucking young girls, right? He's the guy that they would normally take the heat if we had a society that could criticize anything that has to do with this infrastructure of genital removal, which is quickly what the United States is becoming. It's becoming the world's leading capital of the removing of the genitalia of children. Well, let's put it that way. And that tells you a lot about your society. The board of trustees is the one that put the black guy there. Okay. And as long as that lowlife guy does exactly what he's told, well, the board will keep him there. If he steps out of line, they remove him, right? But even the board of directors, or in the case of the Boston Children Genitalia Mutilation Service, it would be the board of trustees. There's an even higher power than the chairman of the trustees of the Children's Genitalia Removal Service board, trustee board, right? There's even a higher power than that. And that's which Jewish banking cartel put more money in than anybody else, right? The plurality of the big IST, right? Well, in the case of the Jewish hospital, the Boston Jewish Children's Genitalia Removal Service, it's mostly Jews that are on the annual report of the donations, right? You'll see a couple others like Bill and Melinda Gates on there, of course. They're everywhere. But Bill is doing everything he's doing because he's told to do it, because he got caught in the Jeffrey Epstein child sex blackmail operation. He was ensnared in that 2 decades ago in my analysis. And so I believe that most of what he does is dictated by the fact that they have him on videotape having sex with underage children. I believe that that's why he's doing what he's doing. Yeah, he was a total piece of shit all along, but there's another dimension to understanding what's going on, and it's blackmail that's happening here. But anyways, but when you even look at all of these corporate institutions that are giving money to this Children's Genital Mutilation Service in Boston, even those corporations, which might have names that don't appear to be Jewish, it doesn't matter who has the plurality of the stakeholders in each of these corporations. Who is the largest stockholder of each of these? And unless you've had your head up in a hole for these last couple of years or up your ass, and you don't know by now, it's the Jewish mafia operations, BlackRock, Blackstone, State Street, iShares, Vanguard. Those are the Jewish mafia operations that own all of the corporations, or at least they dictate the governance of every corporation that they have a majority stake in. Not a majority, but a plurality stake in. There is no, interestingly enough, there's no word in the financial industry of a large-ist stakeholder. You just have to say large-ist stockholder.
but there's no word like majority stockholder. There's no word because they don't use the word plurality, but that would be the correct word. But they don't have a word like that in the world of finance. That's odd. Okay, so the black guy, he's just happy that the Jews put him up there, right? And that they're paying him a salary. So he's happy to take the heat for anyone who might have any objections to this operation, which amounts to nothing more than meddling with the genitals of young children. But here's the reality of that. Okay, since the liberal class of the United States has been so brainwashed into believing that if they question anything about the Jewish plan for the children that they have, if they question anything from anyone who is a person of color or anyone who is a racial or a sexual minority, they're a bad person. They're a Nazi. You can't question anyone who is in a position of power who is a person of color or a person of a gender or a sexual minority. If you question that person, you're a Nazi. You're a white right winger. You're an evil Trump fan, right? And they've accepted that. So they are well-conditioned, liberal, people who identify themselves as liberal. They are so well-conditioned to accept that their social status as a member of the liberal class depends on their subservience, obedience to everything that CNN or the Jewish academic infiltrators tells them to do, think, and believe in, right? And so, therefore, to be somebody who would actually object to something that's going on that is very well open for objection or for a critical analysis or at least some questions, right? Nope, they can't do it, because then if they do, then they're a bad person. So that you will not get any objections from anybody who calls themselves a liberal person, right? Because like I say, they cannot raise any objections. If they raise an eyebrow and ask, should a giant hospital be performing hysterectomies on children just because they want it, right? Removing the ovaries, cervix, and fallopian tubes of children. If they do question any of that, they're permanently cast out of liberal society, right? They lose their friends. They lose their teaching position if they have one, or they lose their job if they work for one of these things called corporations, and they can never participate in the world of good people, which of course, they are expected to participate in that world of good people, to enthusiastically cheer on anyone aggressively promoting the removal of genitalia of children. That's mandatory. You must cheer it on. If you do not, you're orange man bad. Okay, so when you play Find the Jew, you don't have to look very far. They're right there, usually in the open, but many times they're there in the controlling leadership of the board of directors, or in the case of charitable trust, the board of trustees. So forget about the governance that you see in the actual building, the corporate building. No, look for the board of directors, and you're going to find the Jew. And you can see this in the children's hospitals. It's Jew. And when you look at the money behind the board of trustees, it's Jew. Right? So, like I say, but this is not just in this children's genital mutilation hospital. This is every single corporation in the United States. All the governance structures of the corporations and the not-for-profits who are destroying the liberties of the human race and replacing them with control methodologies of Jewish power, all of them pretty much go back to Jew money. So when you see something that is against our dignity, our human dignity, our human rights, our basic understanding of decency or dignity, right? When you see an attack on that, just do the exercise. Just find the Jew, and you're going to find that Jew. You will find the Jews, and they say, oh, it's a not-for-profit. No, it's not. All these not-for-profit hospitals, no, there's no such thing. All hospitals are for-profit. They're making
billions of dollars. And, you know, when I say the hospital system is Jewish, and people go, oh, you know, Harry, you say everything's Jewish. Dude, type in top 10 hospital systems in the United States. Now, a hospital system is a group of hospitals owned by one entity, right? So some of these large hospital groups, they call them hospital systems, operate 200-300 hospitals, right? So you look at the top hospital system. Well, who owns that? You know, you take the name that when you type in who top 10 hospital systems in the United States, and you're going to get a list, right? By revenue or by numbers of hospital. And then you take the names one by one and you cut and paste them in Yahoo Finance and then click on the menu item at the end, hidden, because it's the menu is so long, they purposely put the owners under the holders menu item. You have to click these three dots to give you more menu items. So they don't want you knowing that. That's why they put the owners of the thing. They hide that on Yahoo Finance. Dude, that should be the fucking first thing, right? But nope. Holders, H-O-L-D-E-R-S, you have to search for that menu button. But when you do, you click on that, and you get BlackRock and Vanguard. Oh, what a surprise! Then you put in the second hospital group, right? Oh, yes, we've got 300 hospitals. Oh, okay, cut and paste. Go to Yahoo Finance, put it in there. Search for that button that says holders, and I don't mean holding your phalloplasty. I mean, who is the stockholders of that? Oh, Vanguard and BlackRock. Oh, I see. And you keep going, and then suddenly you get to number 7. It's a Trinity Hospital Group, Trinity, and it's run by, it's a supposedly Catholic, run by Catholics. Sorry. Nope. You're gonna when you search and you look, the Catholic one, gonna be Jews. There's no way that, and you know, I didn't even do the research on Trinity Health, right? Hospital system, some 170 hospitals, something like that. Oh, yes, largest Catholic hospitals. I'm like, what? Catholics don't have money to fucking own that shit. It's gonna be Jews, right? Jews aren't gonna let Catholics own something big. The Jews are gonna fucking buy them out. So, again, I didn't have the time because I don't have the time anymore. I just know that I will make the blanket statement right here. And, you know, I could be wrong. I mean, hey, look, I've been wrong before. Very, very rarely when it comes to talking about Jewish ownership of American industry. That's I'm always right about that one. But all right. So prove to me that Catholics actually own the largest Catholic hospital group. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say it's Jews that own that one, but whatever. It doesn't matter, even if I'm wrong about that. And there is some mythical Catholics that actually own that shit. I doubt it, but it doesn't matter. All the other ones are Jew, right? So, you know, so that's the world we live in. Find the Jew, and you will not have to look very far to find that. Good luck with your phalloplasty.